Now, Christian leaders in Jerusalem al-Quds have announced that they would reopen the ancient Church of the Holy Sepulchre on Wednesday after it was closed over the weekend in protest at Israel's new tax laws and a proposed property law on churches. The announcement comes hours after the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said a team would be appointed to resolve the financial dispute. Earlier, the Christian leader had condemned the move as, quote, a systematic and unprecedented attack against Christians in Jerusalem al-Quds. The closure, the longest since 1990, has left thousands of Christian pilgrims stranded outside the Holy Church. On Tuesday, hundreds of Christians protested Israel's measures. The Israeli move had also enraged the Patriarch of the Orthodox Church of Jerusalem, Theophilus III, condemned the decision, saying Israel was seeking to weaken Christianity in Jerusalem al-Quds. He added that Israel's moves breach existing agreements which guarantee the rights and the privileges of the churches. The Patriarch slammed as aberrant a proposed Israeli bill which could pave the way for grabbing the property of churches in the occupied Palestinian territory. Joining us via Skype from Berkeley now to discuss this further is Paul LaRudy. He's with the Free Palestine Movement. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. LaRudy. Now, looking at the situation, the standoff with church leaders here, what would you say to those that have so far tried to depict the Palestinian cause and issue as a standoff between Muslims and Jews?
Leaders of the Zionist movement from the very beginnings in the 19th century have said unequivocally, in fact, the second of those, Chaim Weizmann, in almost exactly 100 years ago, said that their objective is that Palestine shall be as Jewish as England is English, and in his mind, England was nothing but English at that time. So that has been the objective from the beginning. Theodor Herzl stated it in one way, and Weizmann in another, and Ben Gurion and all Zionist leaders since then have been stating it in similar ways. They haven't deviated from this, not at all. The question is how quickly and how effectively they proceed to make this real, to realize this goal. So they confiscate church property. They've actually been more effective in ethnically cleansing the Christians than they have the Muslims. Which is why perhaps they're concentrating on Muslims more now, because there's only only 2% of the Palestinians in Palestine are Christian anymore. They used to be 10 and even 20% if you go back far enough. And there are enormous numbers of Christian Palestinians in the diaspora. They've escaped. They've been pushed out. So there's no question that they're part of the ethnic cleansing, and they, and in this case, Jerusalem is a particular target because they're the most visible in Jerusalem, if you will. So yeah, they're central to Israel's goals of having a 100% completely ethnically pure Jewish state, which reminds you of the extremes of racist political philosophies for the last 150 years.
And what does this say, Mr. LaRudy, about the Zionist project, as it's called, when it, when it's all about land grab and ethnic cleansing, be it Christians or be it Muslims or even Jews who support the Palestinian cause?
Correct. They basically are saying that Jews that support the Palestinian cause don't deserve to be Jews, and they are excluding Jews that support Palestinians and that have more normal ideas about human rights. They're excluding them from entering Israel. They're blocking them from entering Israel. They blocked Noam Chomsky, for example. So. I have friends who belong to Jewish organizations that support Palestinian rights, and they've been excluded. So there's no question that once, as they advance this objective of the ethnic cleansing, they will turn on themselves. They will decide who's qualified to be a Jew and who's not. And who knows where the American Jews will end up, especially because a lot of them are conservative and reform Jews, these branches of Judaism, which are not recognized in Israel. Only Orthodox Judaism is recognized. So these racist elements turn inward upon themselves once they get rid of the Palestinians, the non-Jewish Palestinians.
All right, that's Paul LaRudy with the Free Palestine Movement joining us via Skype from Berkeley. Mr. LaRudy, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.